Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin. We are on Daf Tes Zayin at the Mishnah. And today's Daf is one of the most famous Dafs in all of Shas. Very, very famous things in here. A lot to talk about. We'll do our best to try to finish it. This is only the second Mishnah of the Masechta. Barba Prakim Olam Nidon. The world is judged four times. BePesach Ala Tvua. On Pesach it's judged on Tvua. So right away Tosfos on the top says, remember that Gemara and we had in Brachas? Tosfos says, Perk Misha Mesu, Gabi Chassid, Sheik Nito, Ishto, Erev Rosh Hashanah. He got into a fight with his wife on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Remember that? And she threw him out. And Mashma, and he went to sleep in the cemetery, and he overheard, Mashma, Dib Rosh Hashanah Shama Shtei Ruchas Misapra Zu Ezu, Sheshamu Me'achor Ha'Pargod, Shekal HaZoreya Berviya Rishona, Borod Malka Oso. That there's going to be a Borod, and it's going to be destructive. That was in Brachas. Yeah. The point is, it was Rosh Hashanah night. So what do you mean that the world is judged on Tvua on Pesach? It was Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos gives two answers. First it says, Shema, Shemayim, Bar Rosh Hashanah Hayum, Azkir Din HaNigzah BePesach. Now, Rosh Hashanah is just announcing what happened the previous Pesach. That's one answer. Or two, Inami Kerb Yehudu Amar HaKol Nidonin Bar Rosh Hashanah V'Nigzah Din BePesach Ala Tvua. You judge on Rosh Hashanah, but the Gzar Din's on Pesach, and third verse says, you see from here that our Mishnah is not Kahalacha. Because there's a Gemara that says it was on Rosh Hashanah. And here it says it's on Pesach. This Mishnah is against the Halacha. Okay. Next. Atzeres, Shavuos, Alperes Elam, on fruits. Right? On fruits. Okay. Rosh Hashanah, a Rosh Hashanah called by all over in Lefanov. On Rosh Hashanah, all mankind passes before him. Kivnei Maron, like Kivnei Maron. We're going to see what Vnei Maron means in a minute. Not today. We're going to see it later in the week. But the word what means Vnei Maron. It's a three-way machlokas what it means. It doesn't say Kol Ha'olam Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah. It just says Kol Ha'olam over in Lefanov. Because you know why? The Gemara is going to hold that this Mishnah goes like the one who says that we're Nidon on Yom Kippur. Not Rosh Hashanah. Shenemar, Hayotziach Alivan Amevan Es Kol Ma'aseihem. Okay? Now even Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that the world was created in Nisan, still holds that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Torah still says Yom Kippur is a day of Tzlicha, Tainus, right? Still holds that. Ubechag Hanidon Alamayim. And on Sukkot, we are judged on water. Fine. Okay, great. Now, it's a very difficult machlokas over here, very difficult story over here. Hai Tvua, which Tvua is judged on Pesach? Ilema hatvua dekaima. Is it tvua that's standing? Right? It's tvua that's standing tvua. So kol hani dera haraftiki, all the happenings that happen to this tvua, the adu Allah that happened to it, emas itadun. When was it judged? When was the judgment on those things? Difficult question. Ella, rather, Tvua demizdarana. It's tvua that's planted. Rashi says, Sha'asid lizroa b'marcheshon abba. It's a tvua that's going to be planted. Not even planted yet. On Pesach, there's a judgment on the tvua that's going to be planted after Sukkot. Remember, d'chad dina mizdana? There's only one judgment on tvua for Tanya. Tvua she'ira b'kiri. Tvua that's a keri. Keri means that Hashem made something happen to it. O'ones. Or we did something wrong to the tvua. Some mishap happened to the tvua. Kodma Pesach, if it's before Pesach, Nidonis Lisha Avar. It's judged from last year, right? Before it was planted. Lachar Pesach, after Pesach, Nidonis Laba. It's judged on the upcoming year, right? So, Adam Shira Bokeri, Oones, was standing with a person. Kodma Kippurim, Nidon Lisha Avar. Lachar Yom Kippurim, Nidon Laba. If it's before Yom Kippur, it's judged on the previous year. Safety Yom Kippur is judged on the following year. It sounds like from here that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva are on the old year. That's what it sounds like. Because the cutoff is Yom Kippur. Right? Doesn't it sound like that? That the judgment for your year, the first 10 days of the year, are really last year. That's fascinating. Anyway, Amar Rava, Shma Mina, Tarti, Trei Dine Mitadana. Yes, there are two There are two judgments for Tua. Tua is judged twice. Why is Tua judged twice? Right? Why is Tua judged twice? Anyone have any idea why Tua is judged twice? Why should that be? Right? So, the Maran Mipano says, the reason why Tua is judged twice is because the wheat did two things wrong. The wheat got out of the Mavishon to sin, if you hold that wheat was the Eitz Hadas. And number two, then Hashem gave another klala and said that you're gonna have to work with the sweat of your brow. So it's like two judgments on the difficult shot.
Also, during a year, two times it's grown wheat.
That's exactly the point. But what are you judging it twice for? I understand. Amar Abaye Hilchach Ki Chazi Inish De Matzliach Zara Alpha. If you see a guy's matzliach planting wheat, Likadim V'Lizroa Harpa. Go plant barley. Da'ah Dematil Limedinane Kaldim V'Salek. So you should because when it comes to the time of the Pesach, right, it's not going to get ruined, and you'll have a lucky crops.
No, he's saying different, because that means if you see that it grew fast before Pesach,
yeah,
going, that means it's on the cheshbon of the last year.
Ah,
so go and plant like barley that will grow fast, and you can have a new cheshbon then to come.
Right, so Rashi says Hasaorum Amheris Lisbashel Vizerom Osam Bishad of Adar. Barley grows very fast. Gordon Shad Nader. The Kimon the Alpha Matzliach. Since the wheat was been Matzliach, Shma Mina Lutova Nido Pesach Shavar. There was a good judgment last Pesach. So Chapa Rain. Lufika Himal Israel Bezria Shnia. Go benefit from this. Yeah.
I don't understand what the Gemara is telling you. If there's a judgment day, obviously everything from beforehand is on last year's judgment and everything.
But how do you know that? How do you know? So the answer is, you see this is a success in the fields, it's a successful year.
It
was a successful year. So you could benefit. Okay, Okay, next. Mani Masdisen, who's the author of our Mishnah? Lower Meir, Lower Behuda, Lower Biosif, Lower Nassim. None of these people. The Tanya. We have a writer that says, Hakol Nidona B'Rosh Hashanah, everyone's judge Rosh Hashanah, V'Gzardin Shalahem, Nechdam, B'Yom HaKippurim, Divrei Rav Meir. That's the words of Rav Meir. Our Mishnah didn't say a word about Yom Kippur. It can't be him. Right? I'm sorry. That's not the reason why it can't be him. It can't be him because, according to Rav Meir, everything's judged on Yom Kippur. Our Mishnah do it four times a year. Rav Yehuda Omer, Hakol Nidona B'Rosh Hashanah, everyone's judged on Rosh Hashanah, V'nig V'Gzardin Shalahem Nechtam, Kol Echad V'Echad B'Zmano. Everything happens at its right time. Pesach, Hala Tvua, Atzeret, Hala Peres Eilon, Chag Nidin Alamayim, Vodim Nidin Rosh Hashanah, V'Gzadin Shalom, Nechtam, B'Yom, Kippur, and his net is on Yom Kippur. So why can't it be him?
Yeah, why?
Let me see, why? Yeah? Okay, 1 second. Rabbi Yossi Omer. 1 second. Why can't it be him? Yeah. Why can't it be him? Oh, because he's... The commission didn't say that everything's judged in Rosh Hashanah, and the Gzar Din's in Yom Kippur. The commission didn't say that. The commission said everyone's judged on Pesach, and Shavuos, and Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah. So it doesn't make sense. It can't be him. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Adam Yidu B'chol Yom. Person's judged every day. Shenemar, V'tifkedenu Lefkarim. Every day you're judged. Every hour. That can't be them. Our Mishnah said you only judge Rosh Hashanah. So who is the author? Really, it's Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gzardin and the message of the Mishnah meant, so it could be him. Right? It's a problem with Adam. Why? The Mishnah said Rosh Hashanah, and he said Yom Kippur. So it can't be him either. Amar Rava, Haitana. Debir Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya, Debir Rabbi Shmuel, Barba Prakam Olam Nidon, judge four times a year. Pesach Ala Tvua, Atzeret Ala Peres Ilan, Bechag Nidon Ala Mayim, Vadam Nidon Rosh Hashanah, V'Nigzar V'Gzardin Shalom, Nechtam Yom Kippurim, V'Chi Katani Masizin. And what's our Mishnah talking about? Atzchilat Din. It's the beginning of the Din.
You know why he says here that it cannot be Rabbi Huda?
Why?
Because that story that happened in Brachu, the cemetery that was him.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So he actually knew that everything is judged in Rosh
Uh-huh. Very interesting. So the question, so many of the Farshim ask, why do you need four judgments? What's wrong with Rosh Hashanah? Why are you being judged four times? So the standard answer is, the only answer I saw, is because these four times are for the Tzibur. You are judged Rosh Hashanah for everything. How the Tzibur is going to play out, that's on Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot. Okay. Amar of Chista, my time is Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi's reason you judge every day? Kintakamar Tainai, I gave you the reason. It says, Tifkadenel of Karim. Every morning, Hashem judges you. That's not what I meant to ask. What I meant to ask was, my time, alu amar krib nasan, why not judge every minute? And the answer is, no. Bechina, yunei ba'almi. When it says bechina, it just means Hashem's looking at you. It doesn't mean he's judging you. Pekida nami, yunei ba'almihi. So then every day, also same story. Hashem's not judging you, he's just looking at you. El amar v'chista, time adar v'yosi mehacha. The reason is over here. Lasos mishpat avdu, umishpat imo yisrael, tvar yom biyomo. Every single day, you are judged. From Rav Chista, Melech v'tzibur, listen to this. Melech v'tzibur, Melech nitzas tchil adin, shenemar lasos mishpat avdo, mishpat amo Yisrael. When a Melech and a tzibur have to be judged, who's judged first? The Melech. Why? It's a pasuk. V'boi shema, lav urach ara l'meisav malka abra. It's not appropriate to make the king wait outside. It's not appropriate to make the king wait outside while you're judging the tzibur. The tzibur, right? Shemi Shmuel has an amazing vart. He has a kasha in the Gemara. He says, "Ma shayach loma she'ein zederech eretz shehamelech yoshev bachutz." What do you mean? It's not derech eretz to make the king wait outside. V'chi hadinonim yoshim sham al safsalim mibachutz leulam mishpat. Well, there's benches outside. Is the king making them sit outside on the benches in the hallway? It's not like that. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Okay, it's some kind of mashal. V'boy seima mikame delafush charanaf. The reason why the king goes first is to Hashem's, I think this means Hashem's anger should be placed over there, and it'll be better for the tzibur. Okay.
No, so the other way.
The other way around?
Hashem gets more angry, which we learned it for.
Hashem gets more angry as time goes on?
He sees that's why Ben Shred is judged before the Umos Holom.
Okay.
Because Hashem, the more sins you see, the more angry he gets, so you get a worse judgment later.
Okay. Next. Here we go, here we start. See if we finish this. Amr of Yosef, Kiman Matzah Idna Ktiva Amiri. Today, why do we daven for sick people, and why do we daven for Chachamim every day? Wasn't the Gezar Din on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Kippur already? What are we davening for? We're not really going to answer this question.
I don't want to change it.
You can't change it.
Why not?
What do you mean? Then what's the purpose of Yom Kippur?
You know you can't.
So Kiman Matzlin on Idna Akatiri. What's the reason today we daven for people that are sick? V'amari or P'chama Chachamim? Kiman? Ki Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, you judged every day. Makes perfect sense to daven every day, because every day you judged. We don't look at Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says, the Amar Adam Nidon B'chol Yom. Person's judged every day. V'yispalo Nidonu Sheyidunu Oso L'tzchus V'leot Nisu Misa. You should get a tzchus and not Misa. It's already been decided. What are you davening for? It says Tosvos, Vim Tomar, I mean the Tosvos of Kiman, Vim Tomar, L'Rabbanan Nami, Mi Lo Matzlina Rufa'enu Berchas Hashanah? Don't we daven every day? Why are we davening? The Rabbanan also daven every day. What are we davening for? V'od, Rabbi Yehuda Damar Hacha, Ad Nidah Barshanah, V'Zah Din Shalom Lechtam B'Yom HaKippurim, according to Yehuda, you judge in Rosh Hashanah, you're sealed in Yom Kippur. Hara parakama de Shabbos, hanichas levaker rachola. You go in to visit a sick person on Shabbos. Omer hamokam yirachem alechid alchole amo Yisrael. Why are you saying that? We're not really going to answer this question. From Rabbi Natam answers, shlo yichle vaday lo matzalinon ela krabiosi. In the chanami, that a person shouldn't get sick, we'll only do that if you're ela krabiosi. Otherwise, there's no reason to daven. That's his first answer. What are you davening for? It's already been decided. Aval shiis rape matzalinan aliba de kuli alma. But to get healed, everybody holds you could daven. Dilma de masi yachulu hagnigzar masa yisrapu lo gazar. Hashem never decides when the person's going to get healed. One of the Achronim explains, the Chidushim Ubi Urim explains, the Gzardin is, it all depends on how much you daven. That's the Gzar Din. On Yom Kippur, Hashem never makes a Gzar Din, what's going to happen to that person's health? It's all up to our davening. So the whole year, you could daven. It's a brilliant answer. You hear that? Not to get sick, that there's no point in davening for that. I should stay healthy, that this says only according to Rabbi Yossi. That's decided. When are you going to get better? That Hashem says, I never decide that. That's up to davening. So over the course of the year, you have a chance to have a reason to daven. From Rabbi Shanodim and Amavushal, Ahach, Rabbi Yosef, Kitziri, Mamish, Mariri, Rabbanan, Vahashna, Matzlin, Akhtir, Vahashabu, Vahriyo, Haino, Rabbanan. So yeah. Then he said, okay, they just said, Rabbi Yosef said that. Then he says, Umashir Mispal, Berchas Hashanim, why do we daven for Parnassah? Why do we daven for Parnassah? Same thing. It's already decided Yom Kippur, what's the Parnassah going to be? What are we davening for every day? Haino, come on, Pirkin, Shimpasku, Gisham, Muadim, Shadar Makom, Bizmanan. That if I have a small parnasa, if it's going to rain very small, at least that should be maximized. Not, don't rain at night, don't rain when I don't need it. At least it should be maximized. For Odi Shlomar, here's a better answer. The tefillah berabim shiny. Tefillah for the rabim is different. The gazardinam knikra. Because the gzardin for the rabim, Mr. Schiffer, can get changed. For a yachid, not. For the rabim, it can. Kidla, come on. Vahi the Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Yesh Liyashiv Kai Gavna, the Dami Yol Rabim, Tamatzli Bahadei Akol Acholim. You daven for all the cholim. So if you daven for all the cholim, that's a different story. It's a Rabim already. Very difficult tosses.
When did the Ovis daven for children? When did Chana daven? Was all on Yom Kippur?
Yeah, but they all remembered Rosh Hashanah.
Huh?
They were all thought of and all had all the tefillos were answered Rosh Hashanah. Right? Don't we say that?
Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur.
Rosh Hashanah, it's written, right? And then Yom Kippur, it's sealed.
Does anybody say the classic answer that every Rav gets up and says?
Which is
that on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is close. So it's very easy to have a good day if you daven. And during the year, it's much harder, but it exists, that idea.
We're going to get to that in 2 days from now. The Gemara is going to say that thing about being close on 10 days. But the Gzar Din, so it's harder to be close to him now, fine. But it's still the Gzar Din, so what are you davening for? So it's a very good, there's no answer. All the answers we gave are the answers we have. I don't have any other answers. If anyone has any other answers, I'd love to hear them. Difficult, it's not the only difficult thing we're going to do. We have more on davening coming up, don't worry. Okay. Yeah. Vibo yisema, lolim karabanan. I can even tell you we could daven even according to the rabbanan. Why? Because Rabbi Yitzchak has something which we need an explanation for. It's good to daven even before the gzardin, and even after the gzardin, also good to daven. What does that mean? So it's going to come up again in the next few days, and we'll have a better explanation. Tanya, Omer Yehuda, Mishom Rabbi Kiva. Did not Omer Torah have you Omer Pesach? Why did Torah say to bring an Omer on Pesach? Why? So, B'Pesha Pesach, Zman Tvuahu. Pesach is the time of Tvuah. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hevi Lefnei Omer Pesach, right? Bring the Omer, so it'll be like a bracha, and all the same idea. They shouldn't never think that it's kochiv otzim yadi. Shouldn't think it's all you. So you're bringing karbanos, so you're doing other things that you shouldn't think it's you. Okay? But the ma Omer Torah hevish the lechem batzeres. Why do we two lechems on batzeres? Same thing. Neshatzeres man peiros ha'ilon hu. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hevi lefan ha'shtei alechem ba'tzeres. Kedei shiyiz baruchem peiros ha'ilon. So the fruit of the tree, which is shtei alechem, wheat, will be blessed. Same thing. The same idea that you shouldn't think it's kochiv otzim. You shouldn't think it's all you. It's not you. It's karbanos. It's davening. Ma Amar Torah nischu mayim b'chag. Why do we pour water on sukkahs? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nitzchu Mat Lefnei Mayim B'chag, Kedei Sheyiz Baruch Hu Lechem Geshmei Shana. She should have brachas. Varmu Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Malchios Zichronos V'Shofros. Varmu Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Malchios Zichronos V'Shofros. We say, on Rosh Hashanah, Malchios Zichronos and Shofros. Malchios Kedei Shetam Lechuni Alechem. Malchios so that you should have, Hashem is our King. Zichronos Kedei Sheyal Zichronos Lefnei Tova. Zichronos Hashem remember us for good. Ubameh, and with what? Ba Shofar, with the shofar. Amr bevo, lama token b'shofar shal ayil. Why do we blow a shofar shal ayil? This is Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tiku lefanai b'shofar shal ayil. blow for me a shofar of an ayil, kedei sheizkor lachem akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. So that I should remember the akedah of Yitzchak ben Avram. Right? What ben Avram? Because it was really an assignment for both of them. It's Yitzchak ben Avram. It's an assignment for both of them. Right? Both of them had an assignment. It wasn't just Yitzchak, it wasn't just Avram. And I will view it as if there was a real takan akeda. Why do we blow a shofar Rosh Hashanah? What do you mean lama token? Rachman amar token. Torah says blow a shofar. No, ela lama marian. Why do we do trua? What kind of question is that? Marian Rachman amar zichron trua. Ela lama token marian kishen yoshvin. Why do we do it when we're sitting down? Now we don't blow a shofar when we're sitting down. We blow a shofar always standing up. But it means you could sit down. You could sit down when we blow the main shofar blowing is during Shemoneh Esrei and in Chazaras Hashat. That's the main. We blow it beforehand, we're going to see why, to confuse the Sultan. So it's called Tekiyas Demiyushav because you can sit down, you're allowed to sit down. V'tokin umariyin kishahein omdin, and then we blow it again when we're standing up. Kedei la'arvav ha'Sultan, to mix up the Sultan. What does it mean to mix up the Sultan? What does that mean? Says Rashi, Shelo Yastin, the Sutton, top Rashi, the Sutton will be quiet. Kishayishma Yisrael, Mechabers Mitzvos, when the Sutton sees how much we love Mitzvos, Shemistamtin Dvarov, it can't speak. It gets quiet. It gets shut down. We shut down the Sutton. How do we shut down the Sutton? How does it show Chavivas HaMitzvah? How does it show that? Right? Who said this? Dvi Milanil said, I don't know. I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Just because you do it a lot? That shows Chavivus HaMitzvah? Because you blow a lot of shofar? Well, how does it show that? Tosfos says something fascinating. Look at the second Tosfos. Then we're going to do the first Tosfos. Kedei la'aviv et ha-satan. Pirish ba'aruch b'yirushalmi bila ha-moveth l'netzach. Okay? Uksivit, it says, v'ya b'yamahu, yitaka b'shofar gadol, Kad Shama Kal Shipura Zimana Chada Bohil Velo Bohil. When the Sutton hears the shofar blowing one time, it's confused, but Velo Bohil, it's not so confused. The Kad Shama Tnayin, when it hears it a second time, Amari says, Vadai Zeh Shipura De Yiska B'Shofar Gadol. Right? It's the end of days. Umata Zimne L'Mizbala, and it's the time for me to go. Umis Arvev, and it becomes confused. Veles lupnai lemevad kategoria, and it doesn't have the opportunity to indict and to bother the Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? I think Rashi is easier to understand.
It's a bit confusing, I guess.
No, I tell what it means. When Mashiach comes, there's going to be a Tkeshoif.
Right.
And then the Melech Hamon is going to die.
Right.
On that day.
Right.
So.
And he thinks
every time he hears, he also remembers of that, and because it's a stressful thing for him, then he gets confused because of that.
I understand. That makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So listen, the good news is next year he forgets. So when it happens again next year, he doesn't remember.
No, he still remembers, but because this is life and death thing for him.
So let's just do the top Tosfos, very interesting Tosfos, Halacha Lamaisa Tosfos, relevant to everybody. And he says, Tema, one second, how can you blow a shofar before Musaf, and then during Musaf. Isn't it Baltosif? Isn't it Baltosif? He's supposed to blow shofar Malchus and Chorus and Shofar. Is he blowing shofar more times? Isn't that Baltosif? Tema, Hakavar Mishum Baltosif. It's Baltosif. V'chi Tema, you want to tell me, Kivin Dekvar Yotza Havilei Shalobiz Mano, but once I blow the first 30, then it's now Lobiz Man. And you can't be over Baltosif Shalobiz Man, right? It's not true. Gabi kabuches kahanim by the kahanim duchen. The ain mosif bracha achas mishalo. You shouldn't say shkoyach to them, and then they're going to say shkoyach back to you, and they're getting the fourth bracha. It's about Tosef. They're not duchening anymore. So what do you see? Nothing to do with that. Not the zman doesn't make a bit difference. Because lo over alea zmane kiven the ilu misrami le tzibur achmina had mavarchlu. If they find another tzibur that needs duchening, they can do it there too. About Tosef also. Hakanami, Mitzrayim Lele Tzibura, Harda Takaluhu. So, if you find another Tzibur, you can blow a shofar again, right? So what's the story? Is it about Tosef or not? V'yei Shlomar, Tosef gives a fundamental answer. Te'ein shayach bal tosef basiyas mitzvah achas beis pa'amim. It's never bal tosef when you do a same mitzvah more than once. That's never bal tosef. Kigon, kohen, imavarech v'chaza umavarech. If you duchen here, then they need you across the street to go duchen over there. It's not bal tosef. Right? Osa tzibur atzmo, onata lulav, achaza v'natal. You pick up a lulav today, you pick it up an hour later. It's not bal tosef. V'chein, tokea, v'chozef, v'tokea. You can blow 1,000 shofars blasts you want all day long. It's not bal tosef. V'gabi matnos b'chor, fine, not bal tosef. It's a fundamental rule about bal tosef. Doing the same mitzvah more than once is never bal tosef. Never.
What happened to that story? I remember that because of the soldiers, they used to make, when they heard a shofar blowing, there was a call for arms. They used to get up and they went after the Jews in the morning. So they switched it over to the night.
That could be. Yeah. That's nothing to do with bal tosef. That could be.
No, that's nothing to do with bal tosef.
Yeah. Okay. Next. Rav Yitzchak, second line. Kol shosh ein token la betchila. Any year where the shofar is not blown, marian lo besofa. It's going to be a bad year at the end. My time, why is that? To lo ir b'basatan. Because we weren't able to be ba'ar of the satan. Because there was no shofar. Like if it falls out. So Tosfa says, b'farish b'halachas gedolos, lav l'mikle b'shabza. What are we talking about when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? That's not what we're talking about. Ella, divis layitz unza. If some onate happened, you didn't blow shofar. That's what it's talking about. It doesn't mean when Shabbos fell out. That's not what it means. As everyone always gives that drasha. World War I happened the year that Rosh Hashanah fell out on the Shabbos, and World War II, and everyone goes through all the history, all the years, bad things happened. That's not what it means. As a matter of fact, the other Rishon, the Rashba says, it doesn't even mean an onate. It means a posheya. You've been dafka, don't blow shofar. That's a bad thing. It doesn't mean because the Shabbos fell out, or you're in a town, you didn't have a shofar with you. It doesn't mean that. It means, okay. Amar Yitzchak, kol shana sherasha betchila, any year that's poor in the beginning, misasheres basof will be rich at the end. Shinemar, mereshes hashana, mereshes ksiv, var achris sofa sheishla achris. It'll have an end, meaning it'll be good in the end of the year. From Rav Yitzchak, ein donas adam elafi maisav shel osa shah. You only judge a person like he is right now. Shinemar, like it says in last week's parsha, kisham elokim is kolanar basher husham. That's the only place this is mentioned. Right here in Rosh Hashanah, two lines, and then we go on. And every drasha on Rosh Hashanah is about this issue, where you judge when you are. And everyone asks the kasha, what about Ben Sora Mora? Why are you judging him? He didn't do anything. Right? So I saw a very interesting answer. The difference between Ben Sora Mora is him himself. He's on a bad path. Him we take care of right now. Yishmael, he didn't do anything. His descendants are going to be bad. What's that have to do with him? Right now he's fine. So interesting answer. No one ever gives that answer. His descendants are going to be bad people. Not him. Let on from him. Right now he's a good person. Let him go. V'amar of Yitzchak. Gimel Dvar, listen to this. Gimel Dvar mazkirin avonosav shel adam. Three things awaken a judgment against you. Elohim, here they are. Kir notui, a rickety wall, a broken wall. Don't go into a ruin. What are you doing? You open. You ask Hashem to put a spotlight on you. You're going into some dangerous place. The spotlight will be on you. Iyun tfila. Someone has iyun tfila. And number three, umos adin al chavero. Someone thinks he's right with his friend. Damer of oven called umos adin al chavero. Hunenesh tfila. You think you're right? You'll be judged first. Shinemar, like it says, v'tomer sorry al avram chamasi alecha v'tziv yava avram lusim v'tzav alav kosa. Sarah started off with Avram. She thought she was right. She passed away first. Listen to this Tosfos of the Iyun Tefila. What does Iyun Tefila mean? What does it mean? Rashi says, Somech al tefilaso. You rely on your davening. Shetei nishmas umis ametz l'kivin libo. Right? You should be heard because you daven with Kavana. And Hashem has to answer me because I daven with Kavana. Look what Tosfos says. He's going to say the same thing as Rashi. But listen to what he says. Amar Rabbeinu Tam. Iyun Tefila. I'm in the Tosfos of Iyun Tefila. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Dehacha, kehu, get pashat. The gimel dvarim ain't other nitzal man b'chol yom. There are three things you can't be saved from. The kachash of iyun tefila. And one of them is iyun tefila. Meaning there are hard things to do. Klomar, shein mechavin libo b'tefilaso. Hard to daven with kavana. Kedamar b'yirushalmi b'brachos. Parak ha'yakore. Listen to this gemara. Listen to this Yerushalmi. Amar of chia raraba. Minyoma lo kavanas. I didn't have kavana today. I hardly ever have kavana, he says. Elachad Zman, one time, Bais Mikuvanas, I wanted to have Kavana, I was going to try so hard with Kavana, Vehuris Belibi, and I had started having these crazy thoughts. V'Omri, and I said, Man Olal Komi Malka, Kadmoi, who goes to see the king first? Al Kapta or Reish Galusa? Is it that officer or that officer? He's dreaming about crazy things. Shmuel Omar, listen to this. Ana Manesh Parishaya. I was counting eggs. How many eggs do I have in that kitchen, in my fridge? How many eggs do I have? That's what he's doing during the next Shmuel Esrei. Rabon Barchia Omar. Ana Manesh Dumusya. I was counting the rows in the stones in the wall. So I was busy counting during Shmuel Esrei. It's amazing. Tosaf, amazing. These Amoraim. Right? Vamar of Mana. Machzik ana tibu l'reishe. I'll tell you, you know what I was doing? I was davening. Kimati l'modim havekar migarme. I was davening. I bent back by modim. Oh, it's modim now. I'm bending down now. Like it was like a robot. These Amoraim we're talking about. These are not regular people. Right? Umitoch sh'od mispalo v'miskabin libo. He's davening without any kavana. Avirosev niskarin. Hashem says, what's this guy doing to me? He's davening. It's just mumbling words. There's no kavana whatsoever. Right? Fascinating. He's going to end up just going and saying the same thing in the end anyway. Okay, save time. We have more to do. Fascinating. How hard it is to have kavana. Okay. From Yitzchak, Dal Dvar Makriin Gzardina Shel Adam Ve'Elohein. There are four things that can rip up a Gzardin. Staka. Tzaka, crying. Tzaka is charity. Tzaka, crying out. Shini Hashem. Shini Maisa. Tshuva. Right? Tzaka, 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 Mavis. Tzaka, 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 Hashem, Batala, Mutsay, Mutsayim. Shini Hashem, Tziv, Sari, Ishtecha, Lo, Tikwa, Es, Shema, Sarai, Kisara, Shema. Uksiv, and it says, Uvirachti, Osav, Ganatati, Menelacha, Ben. She tried to change her name, she had children. One time, at least. Shini Maisa, Tziv. Who's that's by Nineveh, by Yonah, right? Also changing your location. It says, how come he didn't want to add the one about changing your place? Because the Zechus of Eretz Yisrael was going to help. Correct, yeah. Correct. Yeah. From Rav Yitzchak, Yitzchak said, Chayev Adam Lahaklop and Rabbo Beregel. It's a chiyuv to visit your Rebbe on the Regel. Shema, like it says, Madua at Holachas Hayom, when the wife, the woman that didn't have children, she was going to, I think, Eliyahu or Elisha, I don't remember which one, and the husband said, what are you going for? Lo Chodesh Volo Shabbos. It's not Chodesh. It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. So what are you going to the Rebbe for? Which means, on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and for sure the Regalim, you do go. Right? Mechlal, the Bechodesh, Rosh Shabbos, Iboy Leil Lemetal. You do go. From Rav Yitzchak, another halacha, Chayev Adam L'Taris Hatzim Beregel. You have to go to the mikvah to clean yourself before Yontif. Shneamar, when Nevlasim Losi go, you're not allowed to touch Nevelas. The Tanya Nami Hachi, when Nevlasim Losi go, you're not allowed to touch Nevelas. L'Yachol, Ye Yisrael Muzharin Amaga Nevela. What, a Yisrael is not allowed to touch a Nevela? It's not true. Talmud Lomar, Emor Lakahanim, B'nai Aaron Amutarin, B'nai Sholem Amutarin. There's no itzer for you to become Tamei. Kahanim can't become Tamei. What about you? So what does it mean you can't touch a Nevela? Follow Dron Kalvachomer. Ma Toma Chamura Kahanim Mutarin, Yisrael Menim Mutarin. On all Toma, your regular Yisrael is not Muzar. Toma Kal Lokolshkin, right? That the Yisrael are not included. Ela Ma Talmud Lomar, B'nai Vashem wants to go. Be Regel. It means in the Regel. Okay? And that's how it's an Indian to go to the mikvah to be tar for the regel. Okay? Now we come to one of the top 10 Gemaras in Shas. Everyone knows this Gemara and no one understands it, but here we go. Amar of Chris Bedoy, Amar of Yochanan. Shlosha Svarim Nechtavim B'Rosh Hashanah. There are three books open Rosh Hashanah. Why are they open? Says Rashi. Sefer Zicharon Shalmai Sabrios. It's the Sefer Zicharon. It's the record books of people. Why Rashi say that? Because at the end of the day, there are only two books. Tzaddikim and Rishayim. There's no Beinoni book. The Beinoni book goes away. So you have two books left. So it's not that we were writing down what's going to happen to you. It's written down what happened, what you did over the year. There's three of those. So echad shel rishayim gemurin, echad shel tzadikim gemurin, v'echad shel beininim. What's a beinini? Says Rashi, mechza al mechza. Says the Pnei Yeshua, I can't argue on the Rashi, but why did Rashi say that? It's very, very humble, it's very, 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 very difficult to accept that most of the world is a beinini. Mechza al mechza? Who has that? Who's 50-50 exactly? It's nobody like that. And the whole Rosh Hashanah is for them. The whole Aseret Metzuvah is for the beinini. Hard to believe, right? Because Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtav and Nechtav L'Ad L'Chaim. Tzadikim Gemurim, they're right away judged for life. Rishayim Gemurim, Nechtav and Nechtav L'Ad L'Misa. They're right away judged for Misa. And Beinanim, Tuluyim Omdim. They're waiting. They're going to wait now.
Even that is difficult to understand.
The whole thing is difficult.
Tzadikim also die, right?
Well, Tosfos asked that question. Tosfos says, it doesn't mean that, it means that Tzadikim and Rishayim doesn't mean Tzadikim and Rishayim. It means innocent or not innocent. In other words, are you making it through the year or not? That's what it means. So Rishayim live too. Rishayim, a guy from Russia, the guy is 50 years old, 80 years old, 90, it's big Russia. How do you live to 90 years old? What about this Gemara? So it says Tosfos, it doesn't mean they're going to live. It doesn't mean Rishayim means Rishayim. It means if you would decide, Hashem says, okay, this guy's time is up, he's already 120, his time is up. They call him a Russia. Russia just means he's not going to live. And a Tzaddik means you made it. You made it through another year. It doesn't mean Tzaddik, the way we think of a Tzaddik, and Russia, the way we think of a Russia. That at least Tosfos gets rid of that problem. Okay? What? Why?
Because they call the Tzaddik a Russia.
No, so he quotes the Pasuk. It says, Vitzdiko is a Tzaddik, Vishu is a Russia. In the Torah. It doesn't have to do with Tzaddik, nothing to do with Russia. It means the guy's innocent and the guy's guilty. Right? That's what it means. So you see those words are used for that purpose. Okay. Yeah. Beinanim, Tzulim v'omdim, Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim. Beinanim are hanging from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Where am I? Yeah. Zachu nechtavim l'chaim. Lo zachu nechtavim l'misa. Amar b'yo avin mikra. It says, machu b'sefer chaim fim tzadikim ayichtovu. Yimachu b'sefer zeh, sefarin shal v'tzom gemurim, chaim zeh sefarin shal tzadikim, fim tzadikim ayichtovu, zeh sefarim shel beinanim. It's a sefarim of beinanim. Okay? Another passage it says, "V'im ayin mechena mitzifrucha asher kasavta." Moshe said, "Take me out of that sefer, right?" Mechena is a sefer shel rishayim. Mitzifrucha is al shifron shel tzadikim. Asher kasavta is al shifron shel beinanim. Okay. Tanya, Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, right over here, "Gibel kitos hein liyom hadin." There are three groups for yom hadin. Echos shel tzadikim gemurin. One of Tzadikim Gemurin, V'echad Shel Rishayim Gemurin, V'echad Shel Beinanim, right? One of Beinanim. Okay. Tzadikim Gemurin, Nechtav V'Nechtav Ma'at L'Chai Olam. They get life. Rishayim Gemurin, Nechtav V'Nechtav Ma'at L'Ganenim. They get bad. And Shenemar V'Rabim Mishnei Adamos Afar Yikitsu. Eil L'Chai Olam V'Eil L'Charfos L'Doron Olam. Fine. Beinanim, Yardin Lagahanim, Umatafsin, Umatafsifin, the Olin, they cry out and they come up. Shemar, like it says, the Vesiat Shlishis, Paish, Utsraftim, Kitsarifas Akesef, Ubechantim, Bikivchon, Ethazov, Huyukra Bishmi, Vadi Ene also, Faleim Umra Chana, Hashememis, Umachai, Mor Vishal, Mor Vishal, the Yaal. So, what does this mean over here with this three Sfarim? Does anyone have an idea?
Does anybody give a different shot than Rashi on Beinanim? Asking for a friend.
So, one second. Yeah. Did anyone get, yeah. So the Pnei Yeshua says, yeah, no, I don't know. No, I don't know. I'm sure someone does. We have a minute. So I just want to say over the following part. It says over here in the Gemara that Amar Bevo, Lama Tokin B'Shofar Shal Ayil. Why are you blowing from B'Shofar Shal Ayil? Why? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tikkun l'fanai shofar shel ayil, blow for me an ayil, and I'll remember the Akedah. Right? So, the ayil has nothing to do with the Akedah. What does the ayil do with the Akedah? After the Akedah is over, Avram says, I'm standing here with nothing to do. I came here to do an Akedah. Hashem said not to do it. I have nothing to do. Oh, I see an ayil over there. I'll bring the ayil over there. What does it do with the Akedah? How does the ayil remind you of the Akedah? You want to remember the Akedah, so, I don't know, do something else. Why buy the ayil? It was after the fact. It was after the fact. So, I need a chumash.
Because Avram was bothered by that.
What?
Avram needed the ayil because he was bothered by
that. If something bad was going to happen, Hashem should change it, like the outcome of the ayil.
So here's what I thought of. Every time Rosh Hashanah, everyone always says, this year Hashem, this year is going to be different. This year I'm really going to change. I'm really going to become a different person. Right? This year it's going to be mamish different. And every year it's the same. We blow a shofar. And Avram Avinu is standing there. And he passed the test. He passed. Right? He's Avram Avinu. He passed the test. Avram Avinu doesn't go home. Because Avram Avinu, serving Hashem, doesn't end just because the test is over. It never ends. How did Avram Avinu show that? By the ayil. I'm here. I'm going to do a carbon anyway. I don't have to. I can go home. I passed. No. I'm bringing a carbon anyway. I'm bringing the ayil. And that shows that Avram's service didn't just end because the test ended. And we blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're telling Hashem. I'm going to be just like Avram Avinu. I'm going to continue serving you even after Yom Kippur is over and after Simchas Torah is over and we go back to life. I'm not going to let it go. That's why we blow the ayil. What do you think of that word? And wait, that's why it says, after the ayil, after Avraham shechts the ayil, v'yikra Avraham shem makom ahu Hashem yireh, v'yikra malach v'yomer, kiyana sharasitza davar zeh, because he did that, v'lochasak nes minchiz yichidcha, and you didn't hold Yitzchak back. Now, ki barecha v'rechacha, I'm going to bless you, v'ar ba'arez arachachacha shemayim, all the brachas come after the ayil. Right? Hashem waits. So what's Avram going to do now? Is he going to go home? He's allowed to go home. He's 100% allowed to go home. He passed the test. Doesn't go home. All the brachas come after the ayil. That's how we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. To remember all that. That's my vote. Okay?